Thank you, Mr. President. Let me start. I already welcomed our new Egyptian colleague, but I must say after his intervention, I'm quite impressed with the knowledge he already extended to us. So from day one, he's already part of our club, and I'm really impressed with the knowledge and the intervention he made. Second, let me thank your predecessor, Mr. President, for all the hard work he has done, but that includes his whole team and also the whole P6 with all the work has done. You yourself, Mr. President, spoke very wise words about the political climate we are living, and you gave several examples of where we stand and the possibility of reaching an agreement in this new climate. Let me add one other element, and which is the extension of the New START treaty, which also shows that if there is a willingness, we can reach this. And of course, this has to do with a new administration in Washington. Mr. President, we came Friday to the meeting thinking we had an agreement. We had a referendum under the leadership of Mark. We had reached an agreement, but last minute proposals prevent this. So I would say since Friday's, all bets are off the table. We are in a new situation. Your proposal to work on the Ref 1 proposal certainly can support from my delegation. Let me also echo what the intervention of Pakistan. Pakistan made a very constructive intervention in which the ambassador mentioned that he could agree with the proposals which were on the table on a Friday and on which we had at referendum had an agreement. And he also mentioned that his delegation showed restraint. I think this is an example for all of us that we have to show some restraint and have to go back to the proposal which was put on the table by Mark and in which we had at referendum managed to get an agreement. I see two ways forward, Mr. President. Either we go back to 2018 in which we managed to get a consensus both on the decision to establish the subsidiary groups and also on reaching agreement on the 4 reports we had. So the basis of our report and the basis of our decision should be, and there you mentioned the Ref 1 proposal, should be on the same lines and the same formulation as we agreed upon in 2018. If this is not possible, then we come to the solution which the Belgium ambassador proposed, and that is naming the reports on which and the work in subsidiary group 4 on which this is made. I think this is the way we can reach a consensus. If this is not possible, the alternative is, and that's the prerogative of the chair, and I think that can be dealt with in the P6, that you organize substantive discussions. And you can have even a coordinator to deal with this on the different agenda items. It's not the preferred way for my delegation. The preferred way for my delegation is to re-establish the subsidiary groups. And we work on the basis of what we have agreed upon and what we have achieved in 2018. We reached a consensus at that time. And I see no reason whatsoever why we cannot build on that success and the progress we received in 2018. So, Mr. President, I'd like to thank you for your proposal to work on the Ref 1, and it can certainly meet the approval of my delegation. I thank you, Mr. President.